for me, the most memorable English learning experience is a drama show in my secondary school life. I participate in the competition and won best pronunciation award. That is the most memorable English learning experience.
And you did that in secondary school, right?
Yes.
In senior secondary?
Yeah, Form 5.
And so how do you think that helped you with the DSE?
Definitely it helped me in speaking part, because I tried to pronounce the word correctly and practice a lot, so this helped me in DSE.
Who did you practice with? Your subject teacher? Your classmates? You watch TV, or you had a net teacher? How did you do it?
My form teacher and also my classmate, and I listened to some English songs like Westlife a lot, so this helped me.
And you say that one of your hobbies is playing the guitar.
Yeah.
So how about lyrics? Are you interested in lyrics much?
Yes, especially the love songs.
From which era? The modern era, or you know, going back 50 years?
The modern one.
Yeah, like
I love Westlife and NSYNC.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's talk about other kinds of or other reading. Could you tell us about a memorable reading experience in English?
Some homework. Because in my secondary school, I have to do a news cutting every day. So I read newspaper every day and finish the homework. And we have to present every day. And this is the reading experience.
How about these days? Are you doing much reading in English?
Not much, because in university, we are free, we have more freedom. So it's not compulsory, so I don't read much. But I would try to read more, because it's required for us to read some academic journals for writing essays. Yes.
And apart from being motivated to read because it will help you with your grades, are there any other reasons that, or any other ways that you might be motivated to read more in English?
I would feel more confidence if I know more English words, or I can speak English well. So this is a kind of motivation.
And then when you do read, do you like the printed version of a book, or you like e-books?
I love e-books more, because it's more convenient and I can zoom in, zoom out, or I just have to bring an iPad and I can read lots of books, so I don't have to finish it all day.
Is there a particular app you use for reading?
No, I just browse the website or buy the books.
Which books do you buy? Do you buy it like through Amazon or Noble or something like that?
I usually use the iPhone. One app is called iBook.
Right.
And then there are some free books, so I look at them.
And do you use the inbuilt dictionary, so you just press on the word and then you get the meaning?
Yes. I will also use some dictionary apps and see the examples, how to use the words.